So I looked up something recently. Sleeping has been not too comfortable as of late, so I was looking up like different like sleeping positions and the trick of like putting your pillow like in between your legs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I started doing that like 10 years ago, never looked back.
It's really good.
I tried it. It's never really worked for me personally, but you know.
The what? Putting a pillow between your like knees and stuff when you're sleeping. Just because on your side.
I don't know. I don't sleep well anymore.
Yeah.
A 3-year-old.
I've never slept in bed.
And she smacks me in the face. I haven't had a complete night's sleep in several years.
Parenthood will do that.
Yeah, ever since I got married, I haven't slept the best either. I'll literally just wake up with scratches. And not let the, things get crazy in the bedroom. No, just my wife will literally just like serrade my flesh advisedly.
Hey, considering your child will be born before this episode is released, welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. Dude, let me fix your problem instantly. Just buy a king-size bed.
I thought you were going to be like mittens or something.
I mean, if you tie...
John, I am shopping for king-size beds right now.
Me and Mary, I had that advice from my great uncle. He was just like, buy a king-size bed. It's great. We honeymoon, got back, bought a king-size bed. It's the best thing. It's literally the best thing. Mm-hmm. So you have your space.
Would you like to trade for a queen-size bed?
No.
Dude, how much
are you sure? It's smaller.
Tell you what, I'll take it. We'll do the trade and give me $25,000.
I will pay you $300 to trade beds. Right now, in cash.
No.
I really want a king size bed.
Hey, that cash is Brock's stir fry, our fried rice money. Don't you dare touch his fried rice money.
No. That's the money you pay me in Venmo for Spotify.
Well, when you eventually order that king size bed, it'll show up at Kelly's house.
Jesus. I'll get like 3 of them a month.
Oh, the callbacks. Okay. Actually, Kel, remind me after recording. I actually have a guy you can get a pretty damn good price on.
He knows a guy.
You know what?
He knows a guy.
Who says that playing games is worthless?
Right?
Yeah.
Connections.
So he knows a guy, go back in the alley over there. He'll hook you up.
If you got 3 keys of meth, it's really good.
To that point, I've always been really suspicious of mattress stores because I feel like they're always fronts.
My wife has a huge conspiracy theory about mattress stores.
So her and I are on the same page. Okay. Every single time I drive by them, I never see anyone in there.
Yeah, there's always one
dude at the front counter who's like a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, every time I'm just like, there's no way they make money. Yeah.
And the fact is, there's a bunch of mattress stores in, like, one localized area, usually. Like, there's, like, in Easton. I think there's, like, 3. Like,
are there 3 in Easton?
I think there's, like, 2 of them. But I'm like, there's no need for that many. Like,
yeah, especially, I've only seen the one, so.
But it's, like, a big open area, just beds everywhere.
Yeah.
And one guy that's, like, just, hey, you looking for a bed? Cool. And, like, that's it. He doesn't care if you buy one or not.
No. He clearly works for, like, minimum wage. Yeah. Or like I said, they probably just hire him to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, those mattress stores, they need a lot of security. People stealing mattresses.
I mean, imagine just running out with, like, a king-size...
Hey, if you go in, you come out with, like, 4 mattresses, you're making, like, $50,000.
Yeah.
I need more room in my bed. Like, I got slapped in the face 3 times last night. 4 times.
Oh. King-size mattress.
Laying, dead sleep, and then just a little tiny hand. Smack! Right in the face. And I had to wake up and try not to be extremely mad.
Yeah, see, my wife's done that, but I'm 90% sure she's been awake, and she's like, smack! Oh, sorry, honey, it was a nightmare.
Oh, man, I've been having the wildest nightmares recently.
Yeah, you're about to have a kid.
No. He's had a kid at this point.
That kid's definitely here. Yeah. By the way,
travel.
Congrats on the sex.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congrats on the sex.
Yeah.
It worked.
I'm like so the only. Weird. I'm the only. Yeah. Okay.
I like of all the things, Tim was like, wait, what?
You don't understand, Jake. We just prayed really hard.
It was immaculate.
There was all babies are made. What's your son's name?
I do not know
how to answer this because...
It's spelled J-A-K-E.
It's pronounced Jesus.
Yeah, I really...
It's not nah, yeah.
it's out in the past, yeah, talking about the future.
I know. It's
never mind.
We're just cut that out. Yeah, forget it. Forget it. Cut this.
Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
Did you name Kezra?
We'll just like
little Kezra.
Little Kezra. Little Kezra. We'll just cut and paste the name in later.
Yeah.
What's the name?
I mean, if you want, I'm not going to tell Mary. So, you do you. You do you.
Sorry.
I like, no. Sorry. If I said it, Kelly would tell Rebecca. There's no doubt. Ooh. Kelly does not keep
it. He has his phone up right now, ready to text Rebecca.
Yeah, I know.
He's recording.
Like, what?
I'm trying to DoorDash for her right now.
In the instruction notes, they'll like the delivery, like tell like whoever answers the door, tell them this. And
I thought I knew the name. I not?
You thought you knew the name?
I legit thought that Kelly was the only person in the world that might know your kid's name.
Say what you think you thought the name was.
Oh, well, I don't know anymore. It's not Leon, right?
No.
It's not Leon?
No, it's not Leon.
Oh, I was excited for that one.
Leon!
Is it better or is it worse? Lionel.
Oh.
I think it's equal.
I might have legit problems if he names kids Lionel.
Yeah. So not Leon, but just as good.
Yep. I would say so.
Well, I'm excited.
So I can't play Kings of Leon, like, when I meet him?
I mean, you can.
He'd be too young. He doesn't
understand. Okay, we're going to cut all this shit. You got to get back to
band. We're not cutting any of this.
This is all going in.
We're just starting with the recording started when, like, John was, like, yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what segue I had.
Yeah, I don't even remember how we started.
I literally wrote sleeping positions because I was going to talk about that. And
sleeping positions and air quotes.
If you're a belly sleeper, you belong in hell.
No, if you're a belly sleeper, I feel bad for you because that's awful for your back.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm a side sleeper myself.
Side sleeping. Okay.
Side.
I sleep like roadkill, or all my limbs, like all my limbs are out in separate directions, and my face is buried in the pillow.
I don't get to choose because there's a 3-year-old in my bed making me sleep on the corner of my bed with a little tiny hand in my face and my arm falling asleep.
Kelly, I feel like,
don't sleep.
I feel like you want to talk about this more. You want to talk about this more?
Get I keep talking about what it is like to have a 2-year-old who wants to sleep in your bed every night, and you don't have a king bed, John. Childless John.
Sorry, I'm coming at you from this place of privilege. I just, you know.
I'm sad. Watch out, John. He might like turn your back, and then you just see Kelly like running.
John, I might buy your bed tonight. I'm going to strap that thing to the top of Tim's Nero, and we are going to go back to Kent Island.
Oh my God, I would like to.
And I will bring you my queen.
I'm going to go upstairs. I'm ready for bed after recording. It's been a long day, and there's going to be you, Rebecca, and your kid in my bed, and you're just going to be like, get out.
Leave.
This is my space now.
Honestly, I just want to see a king-size bed on Tim's car.
God.
It might hang over the sides.
We would get pulled over so fast.
Yeah. No, you would get to about 50 and the thing would like flip your car over.
Yeah, it would act like a sail. Yeah,
I mean, especially with how windy it is right now.
I feel very bad for Jake, who has to cut this and edit it.
I mean, it'll be funny so until then, yeah.
Jake will just be like tearing up, cracking up.
I know, yeah.
And Hannah will be like, what are you laughing at?
You won't understand.
I love my insane group of friends.
It's like, what are you laughing about? You won't understand. Delete.
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
All the time.
I bet you are.
Well, your character is going to be pretty tired as you're walking through the Mwangi, trying to avoid what you now realize is a patrol route of the Cinder Claws.
Can I just say, I wanted to go southeast, all
but
right?
The thing is...
We know, and I'm scouting. We voted against you.
Yeah. And again, I'm scouting ahead. I saw this, so I'm reporting back.
Yep.
So it's not like we all went full speed into this.
So do we get the hex... revealed?
Yes, you do.
I will
reveal it for you.
Gotta get that completionist route.
Yeah.
And boop. That sound effect our audience just heard was the
tabletop
thing getting
audio
revealed. The hex getting revealed.
Jake's like, don't take my credit.
Thanks to tabletop audio.
Tabletopaudio.com for all your tabletop audio needs.
You can use this end for free.
Boop.
Yeah. Dragon Punch Squad exclusive.
Mm. At the $100 tier on Patreon.
The $100 tier.
You can use this one sound effect.
Maybe the $100 tier, you will get a full library of Jake making noises.
That's the dream.
And
that's
if you go to the $200...
Jake's like, literally, I want that.
Yeah, no, that's a job for me.
If you go to the $200 tier, you'll get the...
I don't know what to use it for, but that's up to you.
I don't know, but it's valuable.
Yeah. Up to 500 here. Tim will sing. When's your birthday?
Oh.
Aww. No, we legally can't sing. Happy birthday.
Like, oh, you make it up.
What, because Happy Birthday is a copyrighted song.
Yeah. Is it owned by Disney?
No, I thought it was.
No, it's owned by some random woman or something like that.
Oh, that's bullshit. Yeah. I thought that was a, okay.
If you ever, if you notice, they will never sing Happy Birthday in any, like, Cartoon Network show or anything
any
like
of
that.
Those restaurants. They have their own thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of, because.
We
because
sing Happy Birthday and get more.
Yeah.
Horribly.
Well, that's because you're a shit restaurant. I love Kentmore. you know what? I said that, okay. And now that I'm thinking about it,
I don't know. It was like the one restaurant I went to like not too long ago. There was a Happy Birthday done with kazoos. Ooh. So I guess that gets through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no
because you cannot tell what the hell the song is.
Yeah, the lawyer hiding in the corner, like, behind the plant.
God, it hurts my
Gene
ears.
Gene Goblin sitting in the back with a fucking katana, yeah,
just kill somebody. All right, so you get
Goblin's a samurai now.
Yes, yes,
dude, he's a lawyer and he took ranks in samurai.
Yep, he's a dex build.
I will try to stop derailing this.
It's too late.
I mean, we're having way too much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You are at the southern hex of the Centerclaw camp. I revealed the hex, but you guys obviously can't see it yet. But you guys know that it is just north of where you are.
But it's dark. Right? Huh? It's nighttime, right?
At this point, yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because you fought the Quetzalcoatlus and the Demon Slayer orcs. Or you fought with them, I mean.
No, we fought them. We killed them.
They're dead now.
Against the Patera pterodactyls.
Yes, those things. Pterodactyls. Yeah, you fought those in the morning, so this is the afternoon. So
yeah.
It's late afternoon at this point, so. You could make, if you rest here, you could make it to the next dragon pillar directly to the east in the next tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. But last time it was, I said Elk went ahead of everybody, scouted ahead, discovered all this, and I would say now is reporting back saying, I don't hear any people, like any of the patrols or anything. No torches.
It's clear that they're keeping a patrol on sort of these like neighboring hexes just to kind of like keep an eye on things. But
yeah, but basically, like, could I gather if this would be how safe we would be to get away? Like, how far do we have to be kind of like safe?
Gotcha. All right, make me a survival check to sort Alrighty. Of scope out the area.
20.
Okay. You feel like as long you didn't start seeing tracks until like just now, so you feel like they probably have their limit at about this point. So you figure if you take like a mile back,
okay,
you should be okay. So you'll still be in this hex.
Yeah, that's why I'm pretty much want to stay in this hex, but be like, okay, like I need to make sure everyone knows.
Yep.
Please don't say, oh, I need to take a piss. Let me walk a mile.
Well, Benson is certainly not going anywhere that Elkwood is not. Okayed, so
so he's gonna report back and he goes, oh, there's
all right,
well, good thing to know, there's patrols that go up here, so that means the encampment is right up north, but I think we should hang back for a little bit. I think if we actually sit back maybe 2 miles and set up camp there, we should be safe.
It's almost as if we should have gone to the southeast.
If we had gone to the south, we wouldn't have found these patrols and known they were here.
Yes. It seems like the patrols only come out to a certain spot and then just turn back. I do not think they have either the capabilities or the foresight to check everything.
So we've discovered a patrol route. We can use that to our advantage.
Yes, I mean, we could if we want to intercept it.
Or just avoid it.
Or just avoid it in general. But yes, there is one that's circling in certain areas, and could I even get, like, how many? Or was it just, like, compacted dirt?
We've run into a patrol before.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh, this is 20 of them.
No, it's definitely not that. No, it's usually a group of, like,
it's like a dragon priest and a bunch of Chawar Ka warriors, right?
Yeah. Usually. Maybe. So it looks close, like it's... So. Yeah, as you're looking at it, you can tell that there's probably, like, four sets of tracks. It looks like a combination of Travercaw and some boggarts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, like any of that I could tell would be, like, bigger or something.
Yeah, but boggarts are medium and the Travercaw are small. So.
Are the Dragon Priest, they're medium or small?
No, they're small.
They're small, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, for some reason, I kept thinking they were, like, a little bit bigger just because of their stature.
They're just Chagrakaw, but they're a little stacked.
Yeah, but, like, they're, like, this big, and they got, like, staffs and shit.
Yeah.
That's just kind of adorable.
Yeah.
More visual references.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark put his hand about hip high.
Yeah, hip high, about, like...
They're this tall, and they're about this big around, and they have...
And they're angry.
My goodness, Kelly, I've never seen better gesturing to indicate size. That's so good.
And they're angry, and they...
And their tail does this. And their tongues do this.
We're going to describe everything in sign language.
And their teeth do this. Ow!
So, Elkwood have reported, you guys could probably stay back about a mile or two out, and you feel like you would be out of the patrol's path.
All right.
So you guys do need to sleep. It is late afternoon.
Yeah. And definitely shifts.
Yep. So, go ahead and make your survival check to set up camp for the night.
Okay.
You know, you can just head south and you'll be Sweet. Far enough away.
I will take it.
I got a 17.
Okay. Elk, what'd you get?
24 again.
All right. Good enough.
Kezra doesn't roll.
Okay.
Nor does that law.
Yeah. I have a +2 to survival.
I should roll more than you would. I have a +13.
Yeah, dude, why then don't just you roll?
I mean, I don't want to fail now.
I just roll because you might. Maybe I'll get a natural 20.
Yeah, true.
You also could get a natural 1.
Oh, no. Don't use this tent peg. And then you just kick it out.
Fun fact, Tim. This whole tabletop game, it's all gambling on dice. That's wait, all this is.
Wait.
What?
If we start putting money every time we hit an attack, this is gambling.
Kelly and I bet literally all the time. We've gone from broke to rich every episode.
Is Abadar pro gambling or anti gambling?
Maybe if it's officialized.
That's a great question.
That's a very
maybe
good
if it's not like mob tied and just like legal gambling, like
he,
that. There's
he
no
in
like
fairness. So I think it'd have to be the house wouldn't have an advantage.
Yeah,
well, I mean the house always has an advantage. It's if the house isn't cheating.
Yeah. That's
pretty much it.
So it's known, like big posters.
Like, it's not a business model if the house doesn't have an advantage.
Listen, 70% of the time,
otherwise,
you will lose your money.
The house is gambling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, house doesn't make money gambling.
Yeah, right. So it's essentially not going to be like, oh, crap, let's switch out the dice for loaded dice
right,
now.
Right.
Use everything fair.
Again, in big billboard right next to the gambling table. If you play this game, 60 to 70% chance you lose your money.
Yeah, we have a Citadel that would have a would look great with a giant Las Vegas light sign on.
Yeah.
Can we do a neon sign with
Breach Hill Casino?
We've got
ching, 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 ching.
Can we do like put Burning Hands sign like in a rune or something so when you step on it sets off like fireworks?
Oh yeah.
All right, that's
no, there are fireworks spells.
So there's fireworks spells. Never mind.
Yeah. We'll
I think that. Benson has to be the pit boss. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Benson's a pit boss.
He just sits there with a sword shield.
Citadel Alterine will be a casino when we return.
There it is.
And a bread and breakfast.
Yeah.
Bread and breakfast.
A bread and breakfast.
Bread and breakfast.
No beds.
Both bread and breakfast.
Similar floor.
Sorry, I'm full of wings.
So our beds are nothing but giant pieces of bread. And we will be provided a breakfast.
We were thinking about it.
So stupid.
Sorry,
come on, dude. How comfy would a giant piece of white bread be?
We sleep! We sleep in the woods once again!
I mean, the more you guys ramble, the less I have to work, so I just let you go.
Yeah, true.
You guys go to sleep. You are entirely unfettered during the night.
And I'll see you next time.
No, we're still good.
Couple minutes.
You guys wake up. Look around. Oh, yeah, to Adela, feel much better.
What the fuck was that?
Adela woke up. You have a problem with me waking up?
Sorry.
So
what does Benson sound like when he wakes up?
Like nobody that. Cares, Jake.
He just says, I am an eye.
He wakes up swinging.
He just shoots up in the bed. I will be done. Sorry, go ahead.
Do you guys want to head directly east to the Dragon Pillar, or do you want to try something
else? Can we do that?
And we have another choice.
I think we have to go.
Can we like skirt the line in between the hexes? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think that's a thing.
I mean, yes, it would still take the same amount of time just by the rules. But
so we might as well choose a hex.
Yeah.
All right.
Go southeast.
Do we choose more danger or less danger?
I vote we go southeast.
I'll say southeast for now.
He's really passionate about the southeast thing, Kezra. I think we should give it to him.
All right, I was actually thinking southeast too.
You guys are having this whole conversation, and then you guys are like, yeah, we'll go southeast. And I was like, finally.
Kezra was like, glad I thought of it.
And now we'll go northeast now. Just to spite you.
All right, southeast it is.
Southeast it is. You guys continue making your way southeast. Boop.
Oh, man.
Much more dense part of the jungle here. Make me a survival check.
It's all dense jungle there.
I will make it this time.
I guess I won't, because...
Yikes.
Yikes.
What'd you get there, Timbo?
A 16.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I got 16.
Hey!
All right. So you guys, you have your general direction. So you can you know that you can go.
You know direction.
Actually, yeah. I literally have that spell.
Right. So I usually put that in with this. It really nullifies as long as you have a map. You're just like, as long as we keep heading east.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
All right. You continue your way, and then you know that at a certain point you have to then go northeast again to get to where you know the next dragon pillar is.
Ooh.
You go northeast into the next hex, looking for a dragon pillar. What you eventually find.
Not sure I like this language you're using.
I know.
A crumbling stone temple juts out from where the forest has grown around it. Sinister towers, partially collapsed but once carved in the shape of grimacing dragons, provide support for the cracked walls. A flickering red light pulses within the hollow of the central ruined tower. Let me bring you over the map.
Oh, shit.
Dragon tower.
It's very intimidating the way you describe that.
I'm very excited for this.
Almost like it'll be a tough encounter.
Yeah. I'm very excited for this encounter.
I hope it's just like those one fae that like came out and we just bodied on the meteor. All
right.
If it's this close to the camp, that's...
I mean, we're far enough out. I don't think it's going to be an issue, but... Mm-hmm. Pulsing red light. What do we think that is?
Dragon pillar.
Tim, I was assuming that we all knew the red light was the dragon pillar.
Benson just asked the question rhetorically, and Adelaide's like, dragon pillar.
What do you think the red light means?
I think it is a fire pillar.
Hmm. Okay. Possible.
It's a blood pillar.
Oh, snap.
It's just blood magic everywhere.
I mean, having a pillar that constantly casts vampiric touch would actually be kind of interesting.
And horrifying.
Can I do a knowledge on the pillar?
You can't see it yet.
Yeah, I know, but like, just our previous encounters with all these pillars, can I do like a knowledge check? I'm trying to ascertain something very specific, but I want
to... What are you trying to ascertain?
So, I want to know if it would be affected by sonic damage. Because I think sonic like is like a vibration, so I wondered if it would like affect like the structural integrity.
Fair. Make me... Make it a dragon pillar. Yeah, go make me Arcana since this is all dragon based.
Very magic. 23.
Sonic would affect it. It would deal damage. You still might have to deal with hardness and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if I could bypass the hardness that way.
Well. That's the thing. I know certain. It has object immunities, which I'm not quite too sure what's involved in that. We could find that out. But okay. Because it's an object, I know that certain like I think like Shatter is a spell that like very very good against like objects. So because this is an object, if you have a spell you know like that works against those kinds of things, you could deal some damage to it. None of you guys have actually just straight up like swung on this thing, so you don't know how tough these things actually are.
We just knock them down.
I mean, shoulder bashing them works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally one of the ways that you can disable it is just knocking it over.
Okay, we so push it over, it break.
Object immunities is what you'd expect. Immune to bleed, death effects, disease, healing, mental effects, necromancy, non-lethal, poison, as well as the doom, drain, fatigue, paralyzed, sickened, and unconscious conditions.
Okay. So it just can't get affected by anything else.
But an item that has a mind is not immune to mental effects.
Do these things have a mind? Mm. Probably not.
I love the idea of finding like an item that's cursed with like the personality of somebody.
Oh,
is immune to mental effects, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me bring over the map.
Bringing up the map.
Oh, I don't have access to the Shatter spell.
Oh, thanks.
I think that's an arcane spell.
No, it is occult and primal.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Oh,
that'd be such a cool spell for this.
Oh, this is such a cool little map we got here.
This is a very cool map.
It's definitely more unique.
It's like an open-air temple kind of deal?
Well, it is broken apart, and like I said, a lot of the towers that were here have obviously been destroyed and pushed over. So this place might have been pretty interesting at one point. It still is, but it doesn't have the intimidating lore that it once did. So what would you guys like to do? How would you guys like to approach?
Well,
perception.
Can I just make a general perception check to see if I see anything out of the ordinary from what we can see?
Yeah, go ahead. Make me a perception check as you are approaching. You guys aren't quite where your tokens are yet. I'm just saying that you guys are walking up to it right now.
That was unfortunate. 16.
23.
Okay. I'll say what everyone else gets.
21.
How does a 34?
Jeez. Choo!
Goodness. Timmy, as you are walking up, you do see some Trabarcaw tracks. It looks like they have come here at some point in the not too distant past. It's quite muddy here in this dense part of the jungle. The entire like southeastern side of like the river was just very muddy and swampy.
What direction are the tracks leading?
Pretty much the same way that you guys came. So they have a general path that they follow that you hit at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the main things that you see though is that it looks like there are large serpentine like grooves.
Oh no!
In the mud.
Alrighty.
Edelar, I say we get old Benson ready.
My thoughts exactly.
It's time to oil up.
It's time to
oil up, big boy.
It's time to buff the pony.
As he casts Stone Skin on you.
All right.
Which has a 20-minute duration.
And then I put my hand on your shoulder, Benson, and I say, may Iomedae's heroism guide you. And I cast Heroism on you.
Well, golly gee.
That lasts 10 minutes, so we got some time, but not
if you
most
give
time.
give me a general idea what heroism does.
You got it.
Sorry.
Plus one
to kind of everything.
Plus one to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks.
Okay.
So you get a bonus against the
good.
Dragon Pillar.
It's quite good.
Yeah.
So you just go and smash this thing.
Oh, and then I also take my little dagger, cut a little blood, and I mark you with life connection.
And Stoneskin, by the way, basically gives Benson 100 health and a bunch of damage reduction. It's pretty sick.
Yeah. And make sure you take your armor reduction resistance first.
Yeah.
Before you reduce your stone skin.
Yep.
Okay.
If you can manage that.
That's a lot of keep track.
Yeah, it is. But so Benson, buffed up, will continue forward. Do you want me to go to the left or to the right?
I will also cast invisibility on Elk.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Honestly, it'd be funny, too, if you just cast invisibility on Benson. So
we kind of want him to be attacked.
Yeah, true. True.
I want stone skin, but also I want no one to see you.
Well, you got to see where the hell this... Yeah.
Elk invisible.
Yeah.
Benson invulnerable.
Yep.
Edelar and Kezra just watching and waiting.
Yep. Also, I cast a Vital Beacon on myself, so, you know the deal.
Okay. All right, so you start making your way up, and I see Benson walking up.
Yeah, this is what I said. Do you guys want me to go to the left or to the right?
I mean, I feel like if Benson's walking up, I want to kind of be close by.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Kesra will follow Ish, kind of a little off the to the side.
Okay.
Not too far, but...
At a certain point, you guys see a figure step out from one of the walls here. And he steps out, and he's played by Hugo Weaving.
Okay.
He just goes, suppose I expected you to all be here at some point. Tell me, what are your names?
What does he look like?
He's got long black robes. He has a black mantle with gems embedded in it.
Okay. But...
Tim's dying over here. I have no idea why.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's funny.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
Benson will step forward. Can you give me just a ping on the map so I know where he is?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a human?
Yeah.
You said he has, like, jewel-encrusted mantle or something?
Yeah, he has a mantle that flares out around his neck and his shoulders, and it's encrusted with jewels and gems.
Does it look religious?
It doesn't look religious. Oh, okay. It looks very regal.
Okay. Benson just moves up and goes, I'm Benson of the House Black. State your allegiance.
My allegiances are my own. Tell me, there's only one reason why you would come here. And he sort of motions back to the red glowing coming from the room behind him. How about we make an accord?
I'm listening.
Sharikar brought this here because of Doc's connection. I plan on guarding it, and I can assure you you will not live. If you take my boon, go back and slaughter the Ikujay that stopped Dahak at every turn, you will receive great power from me.
You then don't know who I am.
Do not care.
Nor do I, as he rips his sword out.
All right.
Damn. If you ask anyone, like...
Glad actually, that, I think Benson was doing the talking, not Kesra.
Not Kesra, yeah.
Wait, let's hear about it.
Wait, stop.
This is Dick Nigel all over again.
During that silence, I was literally about to be like, why is everybody looking at me? Because Tim was looking at me.
Like, didn't want to say anything because I'm like invisible.
Can I roll initiative with intimidation?
You can roll it, but he transforms into this creature.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, what
the hell is that?
It's a worm.
It is a huge-sized, draconic-looking serpent with wings.
Oh, great.
He looks like... he's right there. He's that big.
Oh, my. And he was voiced by Hugo Weaving.
He's voiced by Hugo Weaving.
Mr. Benson.
You know, sometimes when you play...
Mr. Benson.
Sometimes when you play a paladin, you know what you have to do. And that's sometimes right. You wonder if that was the right thing to do. Rolling with intimidation.
Rolling with
fuck
stealth.
Me.
Uh-oh. Alrighty. Let's just go around the room here. Let me add you all in. Okay. Benson, what'd you get?
25. That's at a plus 17, by the way.
Cool. I had to roll a 17 to beat you by 1.
what'd you get, Kesra?
26.
26, okay.
I mean, Elk's invisible. At least we got that.
Elk, what did you get?
30.
Oh! You roll stealth for that, I guess?
Yep.
Oh, is that all? Oh, did you only roll a 30, you mortal?
All right, and Adelar.
Adelar's been waiting for this moment.
Uh-huh.
He got a 33.
Oh,
wow. Is that a natural 20?
No. I rolled a natural 17. And I'm still going second to last.
The life of a sorcerer.
You bastard.
Oh, I love it.
So let me have this.
I rolled an 8.
I barely beat you.
Jeez.
All right. And... Elk, you roll the same as this creature, but you took the feat to go first, so you will be going before
second
it.
To last.
All right, Adelar, it's your turn.
All right.
You see this thing transform into this, like I said, huge size serpentine draconic lake creature.
We just fought some huge creatures. We don't give a fuck.
I just thought it was kind of amusing that, you know, he steps out human form and then the entire time the tower's not attacking him. Like, so he's all his allegiance is with the hawk anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, let me just pull out this here ruler.
I was a little worried that when you said the tower, Jake was going to be like, oh, I forgot. And also. Shut up, Mark. Shut up.
The tower's looks blocked almost by the, like.
Oh, and by the way, I was keeping pace with Benson the whole time.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So you guys can see the glowing coming from this room behind him if I ping that.
I'm curious, real fast. So what if Kezra turned you invisible? Like, as long as you did just heal spells, would you just stay invisible?
That's true, I would.
Like, all of a sudden just goes, oh, Benson, you're hurt. Boom. Oh.
He's boopity boop.
Boopity boop, 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 boop.
Boop, 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 boop.
All right, onto the turn. Okay. Oh wait, I thought I had this music.
Oh my god!
Me,
come on, mixer.
Why do I have to roll well and do music? It's a curse.
I mean, this whole time we haven't our listeners haven't had amazing music by tabletopaudio.com.
Oh, no. When is our Patreon going to afford us an intern?
I know, right?
Why am I handsome? Why am I handsome and popular? Oh.
No, they've had the nice ambient music of tabletopaudio.com.
Ah,
we pay them an ambience.
Anyway, so. Adelar looks at this foe, and seeing him transform, like,
seems you have made your allegiance known. Abadar will let you know the definition of pain.
And that word reverberates out of Adelar's mouth, and I need you to make a fortitude save.
All right. That is a 38.
So the little dragon boy, he just hears this little tune in his head. Painful vibrations.
Okay.
Got some painful vibrations.
He starts dancing.
Little dragon boy.
There's no other effect.
Okay.
Yep. Crit success.
What were you?
Got it.
Fantastic.
It's called Painful Vibrations.
Oh.
But I made up that song for nothing.
Is that a song by the Bee Gees?
All right. Elkwood, is your turn.
Okay.
I have one more action.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. That's right. You said you were keeping pace with Benson. That's right.
Yeah.
I turn around and I run away.
See you.
Might as well. All
right, I clap Benson on the shoulder and I'm like, give him hell. And you get Abadar's guidance.
Yeah.
Hey, you got plus two to whatever you do.
Effective plus two to your rolls because of the heroism.
Ah, nice.
Yep.
Elkwood, is now your turn.
Oh, great. Let's see. I would say before he was definitely hunting prey on this thing.
Okay.
He was like, nope. Fuck this thing. And first action, he's going to take two action to give himself a boost. And he's just going to pop out of invisibility as he fires an arrow at this thing.
Come on. Shame you don't get sneak attack.
It's flat-footed.
I do. That is a 28 to hit.
Miss.
Even flat-footed.
Flat-footed, just a hit.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
This is genuinely terrifying. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Cool. Oh, that's an 8. And there. And an 8. So that would be 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. Okay.
And fire another arrow.
Help for the natty 20.
Oh, God. He's flat-footed now. God, if I barely hit with a... shit.
Yeah, this is rough.
Oh, but that is an 18 on die.
Uh-huh.
So that would be a 18 plus... 30 to hit.
Hit.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank God 30
finesse.
Hits.
Yeah, well, that's finesse right there. Yeah.
Agile,
yeah. So 9 points of damage.
Okay. Swink.
What does agile do again?
It just
reduces the map.
Okay.
Yeah, it's multiple attack penalty.
So okay. Five, it's now four.
All right.
Particularly swift weapons.
Yeah.
And Vamir is going to not go that close. He's just going to keep pace with me at this moment.
Okay.
He's actually going to stay right next to Adelar. No one will ever target Adelar.
So when Adelar dies, he can eat him.
Hey, he gets an ability later.
All right. This creature is going to turn. Oh, I need to see if the pillar can see anybody.
Look at us in this convenient little cone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just realized that.
It's okay. Hiding behind Adelar. He's fine. Meat shield, go.
If this thing doesn't have a 30-foot breath weapon, then I don't know what we're playing this game.
I don't
know what the hell it is, though. If it is a worm, that's...
Could be a line.
A linorm?
No, a lime.
Could be a lime.
Yeah.
What's a lime?
A lime is a fruit.
Line of effect.
Oh, line. I was talking about the creature itself.
All right, it is going to go up, and it is going to strike out at you, Kezzer.
Hey, what did I do?
As it screams in Draconic, your weakness will be on display for all to see.
I understood that.
You did.
Oh, snap. Are you going to take that standing up, Kezzer?
Maybe.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't speak Draconic.
Yeah.
No. Oh, boy.
I can technically get you in a retributive strike, but I don't have reach, so I can't hit it.
Yeah.
32 to hit.
Crit.
Is it?
It is. It's exactly a crit.
That is 40 points of damage.
Falling!
Okay. Whatever spells you have, we have to burn them. We have to get this thing dead as fast as fucking possible.
Yeah.
Poop my knee out again!
My old soccer injury!
This is why you're weak. You are also grabbed.
Oh shit.
Excuse me?
Improve grab. It is a free action.
Oh.
At least.
Big damage. That's what we need right now, except for you, Tim. Straight heal. Yeah. Everyone else, big damage.
Oh my god. Adelar took points in Barbarian. He is going to rage.
And then he is going to one action move up, one action do that.
End his turn.
Nope, then he's going to jaw attack on Kezra as well.
Yep.
Oh my god, man. What did you piss off?
20 to hit.
Hit.
No. Wait, 20?
Because I grabbed.
Fuck!
It's exactly my AC. He critted me exactly, and then he exactly hit me.
So
21 points of damage.
Jeez.
So you're at half, right?
No.
No, so like, I'm below half.
Yeah.
I had 97 hit points. Now I don't.
Wait, 97?
Yeah, I cast False Life on myself every day.
That's still quite a bit.
Kezra can tank some hit points. He can't avoid damage, though.
No. Yeah,
that's his problem.
Yeah.
He can take damage, but he can't avoid it.
This thing needs to attack me.
Yep. Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra poops his pants.
It releases but the grapple.
But then I suppose he tries to collect himself. And dear God, what does he do?
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I don't even know. Jesus. God. I'm gonna roll a DC 5.
Okay.
I rolled a 5.
Whoa. Well, there we go.
There you go.
Jesus.
Just what you need.
We're on a winning streak, boys.
I'm gonna cast Vampiric Touch or I'll die. So I roll a 4-2 save, which you'll probably destroy.
I know.
Good lord.
39.
I'm so fucking
gosh.
Scared. I don't do any damage. Kezra's scared. I will cast shield on myself to raise my AC by 2.
I was gonna say you could try some knowledges on this thing.
No, I will do that. Okay. I will do knowledge because I don't think shield will help me at all.
Yeah,
I was going to initially do knowledge, but now I'm panicking and pooping my pooping my pants constantly. Roll knowledge arcana or lore dragon.
Lore dragon, whichever one's higher, but lore dragon is definitely applicable.
I rolled 5.
Just lie for this one.
So, we 16. Need to know. 16?
16, unfortunately not.
So Kezra is terrified and petrified and about to die.
And shitting himself.
Alright, somebody else's turn.
Yep.
As Kezra's pants are just filled with poop.
Benson.
So Benson, I'm going to assume, last time I did this, Squelt died. I'm going to assume that you, Adelar, are going to be okay to get him. I'm going to move up.
Wait, did
Jake,
you...
does the tower attack me? I does just, I moved up.
Attack you. I don't think it has...
I moved my character up and it revealed the tower.
Did
so
you retributive strike me? Did you avoid any of my damage?
Yes, technically it would have been 6.
Okay, I'll take 6 back. Thank you.
And he's fine.
No. I don't know if the Dragonflyer can see you.
It's...
Oh my god, it can.
Of course.
That okay. line threads the needle.
I hard. Literally went to move up and saw the pillar and I'm like, fuck me.
So yeah, the I'll pull the dragon pillar up too.
Shit.
Dragon pillar.
Kezra, we need you to cast the spell.
Kezra might not live after next round.
Okay. Red eye beam shoots out.
I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I just saw what the damage is, so you might want to change that.
Oh yeah, we can see the dragon pillars roll.
Ha! You have no.
Oh,
secrets.
I mean, well, it. I mean, you've known it's 6d6 something damage. So
sure.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. All right, I will.
But I just saw 6d6 fire damage. I was like, I don't think I should see that.
All right, so a 34 to hit you.
Yep, that'll hit.
All right, then make me a reflex save.
Okay. Not my best roll, but maybe I'll get lucky. A reflex. All right. Fuck. I mean, 14.
Okay. Yes, that is a fail.
15, technically, but...
Yeah. Okay.
I'm currently...
Oh my god. That is 29 points of fire damage.
It's a good 66.
Yep. It was a 1, a 6, a 6, a 4, a 6, a 6.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I was going to step up Retributive Strike, or not Retributive Strike, Zeal and attack. But I'm not going to do that now because I'm going to need those points to heal. I will continue moving. Do I think that right here the pillar can hit me? Hold on. Moving again. Yeah.
They probably just get cover, right?
Yeah. So it wouldn't have line of sight of you from there. I don't think.
Well, I will use my last action to attack.
I'm drawing a straight line through and there's a wall.
There's a wall there. Yeah.
You are safe, yeah. It's a very small wall, but a wall nonetheless.
Oh, it's chest high walls.
Chest high walls.
Chest high walls.
30.
30 to hit the creature?
Yep.
That is a hit.
11 points of damage.
Okay.
I had a whole plan on what I was going to do, but the second I moved forward, that fucking pillar came in.
It comes to the dragon pillar's turn, which I don't think he can actually see anybody.
No.
No, I don't think he can. Okay. So, you just hear... angry fire roaring from inside.
Angry fire noises.
Yeah. Adelar, your turn.
Alright. Adelar is going to once again focus on the memories of his mother. And the angelic halo erupts from him. And a 15-foot emanation. Thankfully, Kezikez is barely within
that. He's just
that,
in it, yeah.
Just within that. And with his other two actions, he's going to do a two-action heal spell. Oh, yeah. 61 points of healing.
Good lord.
Thanks.
You're every fine.
Time, every time I hear you heal, it's just like, I can't believe that's real.
Yep.
I have a plus 40. as the dragon bites, completely heal up.
Yep.
The bite holes in my abdomen.
Oh, yeah. And that is my turn.
All right. Elk, your turn.
Oh, Christ.
I'm so scared.
Well, it's like the tower is there, so as long as we're kind of in cover, it can't really hit us.
I feel like we're downhill. Like, there's steps up into this temple, and most of us besides Benson are at the bottom of these steps.
Yes.
So we probably can't see it unless we move up into the temple.
So
I will likely not be moving, because if I move up or down, I will be in sight.
Yep.
So I'm probably going to stay put, so please
stand
keep me alive.
Down. Yeah. So, yeah, all he's going to do is an R2 action to hit, which is a... Oh, my God. Dice Y, I'm sorry, but
in light, I need light.
Do you want me to turn the light on?
Yeah, for me, at least, because that would be a 29 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Three, six, seven, 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And he's just going to fire again. Miss. Unless an 18 hits.
Nope.
He said that with such optimism.
Yeah, and like the problem is, it's like, technically I could have Amir destroy the tower, because it does have an athletics.
Oh.
But if it's...
He's going to have to take a lot of damage before he actually gets
to the
tower.
Yeah, unless it hits. Like, if it can't hit us at all, like, if it can't see us, then there's no point in me sending him to basically...
I mean, Amir has a good reflex too, right?
I think, yeah, it's like a plus 12, I think.
Yeah, I mean, still, you saw it dealt 29 points of damage to Benson. And off a far shot, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to keep him back for the moment, because this thing is horribly dangerous. He saw what it did to Kezra.
Hopefully, best case...
He saw the poop.
He can smell it, too.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, I can keep his attention on me right here.
Yeah.
So... We're going to have to hope that's how this goes.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just on keep the mirror back for now.
Unless Kezra wants to throw up an illusion. Well, no, you're grappled, so
yeah, you can.
There's no guarantee you can do anything with spells.
Yeah, not yet. It is the creature's turn.
Yep.
It is going to do three things. It is going to constrict on Kezra.
Oh, fuck.
Squeeze out all that poop.
Squeeze out more poop. Make me a basic 42 save there, Kez.
It's all the poop I got.
I'm out of poop.
I just can't stop.
20.
Ugh. 20, yeah, that is a fail. You take...
Terrible roll.
You take, it's only 1d6 plus 6. So you take 11 points of damage.
Okay.
That's a good roll.
And then it is going to use its tail attack that it is constricting Kezra with to attack Benson.
Yep.
What?
Attacking me with Kezra.
Yeah, so Kezra is getting lifted and coiled through the air as he's being constricted, and he is bringing his massive serpentine tail down to attack Benson at the same time.
Great.
30 to hit Benson?
Yeah. No!
Because of Lay on Hands?
No, I didn't Lay on Hands myself.
I didn't.
That just hits.
Okay. That is going to be 18 points of damage.
Okay.
Is that bludgeoning?
Yes, bludgeoning.
So minus 5 to them.
And then you have the stone skin, too.
Stone skin.
Minus 5 because of the stone skin.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
You were also grabbed.
Wait.
Grabbed multiple?
Uh-huh. Benson and Kezra are both grabbed inside the coils of this dragon serpent-like creature, and they're both having the life squeezed out of them. And it is going to use its last action to continue holding on Kezra.
So it can only hold on the one of us?
Nope.
What?
They grappled.
Yes. Benson and Kezra are both grappled.
So next turn, we'll have to use two actions to grapple both of us.
Right?
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm taking the small victories where I can get them. Okay?
Kezra, your turn.
Okay.
Poop.
I'm gonna roll another knowledge.
Okay. No.
Sometimes the dice fuck
I want you to get it. Of all people to get a draconic creature.
19. He's panicking.
It's a worm. Dragon.
19. You know, a 19. I'll give you the background. I won't, just because I like this thing. I want to tell you what it is.
I like it too. It's my best friend.
Is it pity knowledge that you're giving him?
This thing is called a Beta. B-I-D-A. Betas are black-scaled dragons with long serpentine bodies and bat-like wings. Their legs and claws are smaller than those of most dragons, but their powerful undulating coils, like those of a boa constrictor, are potent weapons capable of squeezing the life from several unfortunate victims at a time.
Jeez.
A beta uses its impressive intellect and powerful magic to pose as a humanoid and infiltrate a settlement. Over the course of weeks or months, it establishes itself as a key member of the village, and only after it has become invaluable to the community does it reveal the terrible price of its assistance. Regular offerings of flesh and gold. From this point on, Abita dwells almost exclusively within its smoggy lair, growing fat off the blood of its sacrificial offerings. To hide its presence from the outside world, Abita conceals its enslaved settlement in a large-scale illusion, leaving only a stand of jungle trees where once a thriving village may have been, and ordering the townsfolk to destroy any roads in and out of town. Betas begrudgingly tolerate others of their kind, instead preferring the company of their small, tasty thralls. In rare cases, a pair of betas may join forces to conquer a particularly large settlement, extracting that much more wealth from the populace as a result of their partnership.
This just sounds like a super manipulative ex.
It sounds like this is like the boss that we thought would be at the camp.
Right? Yeah,
he's actually here. We should have gone to the camp and fought whatever underling this thing was enthralling.
There's nothing at the camp. It's easy. You just walk in and take it. This thing, though.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay. Kestra's going to roll a DC5. He gets it. And he is going... His hands are going to envelop in dark magic, and he is going to fire at this thing's face. Roll a fortitude save.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you'll destroy.
Could roll natural.
Kezra's using Gallic Gun.
Natural one.
Oh!
My magic works.
That's what we needed.
Yes.
My misfortune works. Yes.
That was Ray of Enfeeblement.
Yes!
Yeah! Oh. You are now enfeebled 3.
Okay.
That's the swing. That's the swing right
shit.
There.
Oh my gosh.
Enfeebled 3.
We're holding out for a hero, and that hero is Kezra.
So what does Enfeeble do exactly?
-3 to all strength-based checks and damage.
I just checked. It's no. It still would be a regular fail. Like in even with his bonus to fortitude, it would still be a fail.
Wow.
So yeah, this is definitely a critical failure. Yep. So Enfeeble 3, click and drag that onto my sheet here.
Holy shit!
So Enfeeble 1, negative 3 to his
big swing. Big swing.
Wow's a pal.
Enfeeble 3.
Kezra just, while squeezing out the poop, he's just like, "You will fall, and I will take everything that you hold sacred."
You need to slash him in his face with it, just grabbing a hold of it, and all of a sudden you just see some of the energy start pouring out of his large serpentine body as he coils back and forth.
Oh my god.
It feels like awesome. Every session we fight something that's like the most terrifying thing we fought up to this point. But yeah, this is the most terrifying thing we fought up to this point.
People 3 is -3 to hit and damage for this thing.
That's good.
Wow. Okay,
yeah, very good.
We need it.
Okay. Let me put -3 into Foundry here, and hopefully that should stay there, but I'll see. Okay, cool. So after that, now does that go away with every turn, or does that just stay?
1 minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Right.
Okay.
Well, till the end of this fight.
In 1 minute.
Yeah. All right. That was your turn, Kezra.
It's my turn.
All right, Benson.
Okay. Benson lays on hands.
Okay.
Adding to his AC, then he attempts to break free of this thing's grasp.
Okay.
I feel like this is going to be really fucking hard. To do, but we're gonna try.
It's easier now, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. Athletics. Let me get to my sheet. Okay. Please don't fuck me.
Don't fuck me. Please don't fuck me.
It fucked me. Okay, 22. That's not going to do it.
Nope.
Plus okay. 1, 23.
Heroism.
23.
No,
didn't do it. All right, I'm just going to use my last action to swing.
Okay.
You have to hit that DC 5.
Okay, it's against the DC of the effect, so it is its athletics DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
got hit a DC 5.
So it would be affected by Enfeeble.
Yeah.
7. Okay.
Well, 7 hits because you're grabbed, right?
Yeah.
7?
Yeah. No. It's just like my last 3 rolls have been 7, 9, 11, 6, and 8.
Yeah,
not great. But okay, maybe I can actually hit this thing. We'll see after I pull up my sheet. I feel like I could be...
And you get a minus 5 to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
but,
Tim. Thanks,
yeah, the heroism, so it's only a minus 4.
All right, thanks.
It's like, Tim, please.
Okay, 20. It's not going to hit.
Nope, that is a miss.
Okay.
All right. Dragonpillar's turn. Dragonpillar can't see anything.
Oh, God.
You guys are very lucky that you guys are in the angle that you're at.
Yep, that's why I'm not moving.
Yeah.
Top of round 3, Adelar, your turn.
Oh, man, I feel... how's Kezi looking?
I mean, he's fine. Did you heal me?
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, man.
Oh, Benson.
He's looking all right.
He's looking all right.
He can take some punishment.
Okay, that's what I thought. Gosh, I really don't have anything that I can do. I'm going to go for I am far away now, but I'm going to go for a good old-fashioned bless. So that's going to start within 5 feet of me. So no one except Vermeer gets the bonus.
Yay.
But next round, I can keep extending it. And then with my last action... I'm going to give a guidance to Kezra.
All right.
That's all I got.
Here's guidance to make a knowledge check.
Oh, he already did anyway, so it's fine.
Hopefully this guy uses 2 actions to keep a hold of us.
Yeah.
That would be all. I'd be okay with that.
I'm sure it doesn't have any abilities that allows it to multi-grab things.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the end of your turn, Addy?
Yep.
Elkwood, your turn.
He's just going to keep doing the same thing.
Right. You're our damage faucet. Keep going.
That's a 28, though. 10 on die.
How much?
That was a 28.
Enfeeble lowers the AC?
No, it's just strength.
Oh, okay. Then strength. No, that is a miss.
Whoa.
Shit. Shoot again. Miss. Fantastic. Vermeer, stay black.
Damn.
Seriously, like, if it is plus 12 to hit, oh my god.
He can get into flanking with Benson. I mean, he'll be destroyed by the pillar. Never mind.
Yeah. He's going to get destroyed in general, so.
Okay. It comes to the Beta's turn. Now I can finally say the name. Thank you.
His name is Beta?
No, it's Beavis.
Beavis?
Beavis?
Where's Butthead?
It did say sometimes they pair up. Sometimes.
Shut up, Beavis. Hurry up and constrict those motherfuckers.
I never watched Beavis and Butthead. So.
How have you not watched Beavis and Butthead?
I mean, Kelly's never seen the Muppets. So.
Oh. I mean, I believe in true American art.
The Muppets.
Later we'll take Kelly out of the back and kill him.
Yeah.
Let's finish the episode, and then we'll murder him for not.
No one has ever enjoyed the Muppets more than Beavis and Butthead Do America. And that's a fact.
No
one has ever watched Beavis and Butthead Do America and been like, this isn't the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We're just trying to score. All right, it is the Beta's turn. It is going to do 1 jaw attack on you, Kezra.
Okay.
I will retributive strike this.
Okay.
Minus 3, so I mean, maybe it won't crit me.
It did with a natural 20.
Oh, you! Oh,
of course it did.
Gosh.
I'll enjoy that minus 3 to damage. Minus 6 to damage.
No, it's right. Minus 9 because you're adding.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so piercing. Tongue piercing. The target must succeed a DC 5 flat check to cast spells with verbal components until healed.
Oh,
oh man, I'm already doing a DC 5 flush.
Yeah, not
guess,
much.
It doesn't stack.
I guess it doesn't do a lot. Just double damage, which might knock me out.
So he bit your tongue.
So 32 points of damage.
Okay. He's fine.
And that's taken into account the minus 3.
So
32.
It'd be minus 6 technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm trying to figure out. So subtract the 3 from that, but I'm trying to figure out if Foundry. Foundry does account.
It did.
Nice. Okay, yeah, really.
So 32.
Yep.
Okay.
Since I am in striking range, I can actually strike with Retributive Strike.
Yeah, boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and you took how much damage from me? 6.
6.
Nice. All right.
All right.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I might not die.
I'm gonna live forever.
Don't say that.
I'm gonna live forever.
With my health pool, not even God himself could kill me. 29.
Just hit him. Thank you.
29 hits.
Yes.
Oh, well, that was a 30, technically, with your heroism.
Oh, yeah, 30. Yeah. Is that a crit?
Oh, yeah.
No, man.
You need to do the DC5.
DC5. Yeah. Okay, let me give a flat roll. I roll a natural 20 in it. Fuck!
That's why you do your flat checks first.
No, it's fine. You did the other attack first, so this one's your actual attack.
16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
Tasty damage.
Foundry's fucking me!
Alright. That was its turn. It uses its other two actions to continue holding on to you guys.
Yeah. Okay, so it does have to use its actions. Good.
Hmm. Yep. So it had. I'll tell you what the ability is. It's called 8 Coils. Abedia can strike with its tail even while grabbing creatures with it, which is what was happening to Kezra when it grabbed Benson. Mm. Abedia can have up to 8 medium or smaller creatures grab with its tail at a time.
So a whole group.
It can also grab large creatures, but they count as 4 medium creatures and for this purpose.
How?
So your adventuring party is fucked.
Yeah, so it doesn't say anything about just needing to do one action because, as far as I'm concerned, they're different creatures. So
okay.
But that was its turn. So it's using both of its actions to hold you guys in place.
Okay.
Kezra, your turn.
Kezra's feeling a little bit better after enfeebling it. And his hands begin to crackle with lightning as he will cast an heightened lightning bolt to show you the power of a true dragon. Yeah. As he says, an Indraconic.
Whoa.
So roll a reflex save.
This thing's resistant to lightning.
I'm sure it will crush.
Reflex save. 32.
Hmm. It's a regular success.
Okay.
Ooh, I rolled well. So I rolled 32 damage. So half of that 16. Is 16.
Nice. Okay. All right. 16 points of damage.
And with my last action, I will activate my claws.
Yes! Show your true power so I can show Dahak how powerful I am in comparison.
Dragon fight.
How about you speak in a language we all understand, damn it?
No!
It just says in common, no.
Because just like Dahak's an old dead myth.
Oh. As his claws light up with lightning.
Shit.
Alright.
There's some fighting words.
After Kezra, it comes to Benson.
Kezra, you didn't have to make any flat checks, did you?
I think I did roll it, didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
Okay. Wait a minute. Did you have a turn? Because I feel like I went.
I had a turn.
No, you did Retributive Strike.
I also got it. I re-rolled my flat check. I got a natural 20.
Okay. Another fucking natural
20. Flat check. Bullshit.
Okay. And Kelly's using like real dice over there, too. So.
And the claws are verbal.
Okay, good.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here's the thing. Do I try to break out or just swing?
I'll say swing.
Yeah, swing, baby, swing.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to swing. Okay.
First roll is the flat check.
Yep.
First roll is the fucking flat check. It's going to be a natural 20.
Yeah.
That was a 13. Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, first strike. Come on, just roll. Miss.
Okay.
Second strike.
Got to make that flat check first.
I made the flat check for each
interact action.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not
fucking
like, it's not
15.
Like
got it. Roll minus 5.
17. What's your total on that one?
Fuck off. I'm going to raise my shield.
Right. You raise your shield. All right.
Fucking worthless.
Dragon Bill's turn. Dragon Bill can't see anybody. Top of round four, Adelar.
All right. Adelar is going to extend that little bless circle he's got going on.
So cool. Got to bless this map.
Feeling blessed.
Feeling blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
I'm going to kill this dragon. Hashtag blessed.
Count is sticking some quills right now. Hashtag blessed.
Kezra would definitely be the guy that would take a selfie with something he's about to kill.
Yes.
Literally. Like holds its head.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
This guy's going down.
Hashtag blessed.
And you know what? I don't know if I'll just take a chance. Wait, does anyone actually, do you need health?
I'll be okay.
Okay. Hmm. I am going to pull out Old Faithful, and I'm going to chuck a good old divine lance at this baby.
Well, this has always worked.
You say that.
As long as
it worked one time.
As long as it's chaotic, I should be fine.
You know what the annoying thing is? Because I've got stone skin and everything, like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just fucking annoying.
30.
Doesn't seem to affect it.
Really?
It's lawful.
It's not chaotic. Yeah, weird. I think he worships the Hawk.
Some worship of the Hawk, you are.
you suck.
You don't even embrace the chaos.
Why aren't you being chaotic?
Why aren't you evil? Damn it.
Because it's like, Adelar, I told you not all dragons are chaotic.
I thought you were joking.
Just like you were fucking with me.
All right. Well,
I wrote it down in my diary later that night.
Coins go bling 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 bling. Dragon doesn't care.
Yeah.
You said you good, a sacrifice, an offering to me.
Yeah, you said you made that the thing bigger.
Yeah,
so it's 10
I'm
feet now.
I'm working on making it bigger.
Okay,
don't mind me.
You should be in that.
All right. You do that while we move on to Oakwood's turn.
Okay, because I have to. I would have to move into it, like if you make it 10 feet, so. Which is fine, because I'll miss the second one anyway. So
there you go.
Oh, so take a step.
I'm not hashtag blessed.
Oh no, you're not.
Oh no.
Literally just out
that
of range.
Tiny corner. Oh, look at that.
Hashtag cursed.
Again. Cursed. Alright, take two actions. God. It's a 28.
Plus one.
29.
That is a hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's box scores right there.
Hey,
oh,
let's go.
That's a six. That's a six.
Let's roll Nate.
Four.
Okay.
Sorry. So, be 12 plus 4, 16, 17, 18. 18 points of damage.
Wow. Okay.
Good
nice.
Good
nice.
Shit.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
So, it's the worst part. It's like, I kind of wish, you know, like, especially with animal companions, that you have to like get them to master level to get their effect, because their effect would be really perfect right now, because his Famir's peek behind the curtain is he basically vomits on it.
Oh yeah.
And then if I hit it, it can all maybe inflict poison.
Oh yeah. So vomits on your ammo.
No, onto the enemy, and then I hit the enemy, so it's kind of like...
That's and, cool.
Yeah, but...
Well, this enemy's probably resistant to poison, along with, like, everything
something.
Else.
Yeah, but still. But, like, it's something, because, like, Vamir going near this thing would be stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Very bad.
Yep. Oh, plus 12 to hit. Okay, so I have to roll a 16... 17.
17, yeah. Okay. It is its turn. It is going to do another round of bite on Kezra.
I hit it. Come on, man.
Dude, he just wants Kezra.
Yeah,
dragon type.
That's sweet Kezra meat.
Sweet Kezra meat.
Sweet Kezra meat. Alright. 30 to hit.
Because I used my spell, it is not a crit.
Wow.
I used my dragon claws, raised my AC by one.
Nice.
So a regular hit.
You can't do shit!
19 points of damage.
Thank God. It was only a regular hit.
That's horrifying.
Okay.
Jake almost sent you to the Shadow Realm.
And then it is going to How much HP does he have? Okay, he could probably last another round.
You could share that with us.
Nope, he's going to continue holding on to both of you. Constricting and coiling around you guys. So he's sort of slithering back and forth, and you guys are just sort of like being ripped one way or the other.
Yeah.
Trying to land a hit on this thing as it's doing it. Kezri, your turn.
Do another fortitude save as I will attempt another vampiric strike.
There you go.
Okay.
Vampiric touch.
His fortitude is shit.
All the saves are so good.
I know.
25?
It's exactly a success. Okay. Okay. Which is fine-ish, because I still do damage and I still gain hit points.
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
We'll take it. We'll take these.
So I will do 11 damage and gain 5 hit points. Temporary hit points.
There you go.
Which is great, because it's more hit points than I had.
Okay. All right. So, how much damage do I take?
You'll take 11 damage. 11 that damage. Was half.
Okay.
And it
It
could die, though, Jake.
Temp hit points, 5.
It's like I'm boop. Covered in shit, okay. And I just got a vampiric touch on
and
me.
And then he will attack with the Cinderclaw Gauntlet.
Hey, let's go. Yeah.
This is going to be a natural 20.
That's what I think of
yep,
the hawk.
Yep. Let's see that
manifesting
20.
Natural 20. Natural 19.
That's
whoa.
Good.
Still good.
Okay.
Oh, that shit.
Okay, so that is 33 to
33,
hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Sick. All right. And I have my claws out.
Wait, did you make your flat check?
Tim,
I don't know if I have to. It's a free hand attack.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not like a manipulation. I mean, I guess
you're wearing the gauntlet. Just
I'm pretty sure a gauntlet is...
I'm not the GM.
I know.
Jesus, Tim. teacher, you forgot to assign homework.
Is that title law?
way to make a joke that's not going to be in the episode.
I don't... Yeah, strike.
I don't think gauntlets are interactive.
Strike just has the attack action.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Then.
And yeah, it's definitely a gauntlet, so...
Okay.
Do
some damage to this thing.
It was actually the Hawk's Gauntlet, so...
Actually, hitting it gives it health, weirdly.
Tonks, what does it say?
I'm not going for it.
You're not going to let my cat read it?
So that will be 11 damage.
11 points of additional damage. Okay.
Two of which was lightning. I don't know if that matters.
Does not.
Super effective.
All right.
Cool.
Kessler with a solid turn there.
Yeah.
Benson, your turn.
All right. I'm going to do a bit of gambling here.
Okay.
We were talking about casinos recently.
Yep. I'm going to use my other focus point, and I'm going to cast Zeal on myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm feeling it. I've been rolling like shit. This next one's going to be a natural 20. Zeal applied.
Plus.
Yeah, okay. That's going to hit. It's
heroism.
Yeah, 20 or 30. So it's going to hit.
Yes. Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. So we are going to do damage 19 plus one more d8.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. You got that Zeal. Whoa.
7, 26 points of damage.
Oh, okay. That was a lot of damage.
And...
Wait, did you make a black chat?
Well, it's a strike, so... Right?
What? No.
Tim, if I lose this weapon. Because of you, I'm going to fucking kill you.
You're headed here first.
Oh! I actually am looking at it. I think we're doing grabbed wrong when it comes to attacks. Attacks do not have the manipulate trait.
Okay.
Is it just for spells?
It specifically says manipulate trait.
Okay.
And strikes don't have it.
Okay.
And it doesn't say anything about wielding weapons.
There you go.
All right. It's fine. Sit
there
down.
You go. It's fine.
Sit down.
You're fine.
Kelly, you saved Tim's life.
I think you could just continue to attack. To I'm looking at it. I don't see anything where it says attack. Strikes are just the attack trait, and the attack trait is not manipulate.
Okay.
Okay, you can take your hands around his throat.
Sorry, Tim. He's kind of going blue. So
yeah.
Come on, Tim.
Slap him. So I think you're fine. I don't think we need to roll DC 5s for attacks.
And I will just roll. zeal. I can roll one more strike. Fuck it.
Okay.
Let's swing for this. Will be the 20. This is the 20. This is the 20 I was feeling. Let's go. Come on. Natural 20.
For an attack roll?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh! I told you I was feeling it!
Yeah.
Yes. Finally. Such a shit beginning of this fight.
Yeah, severed tendon. Until healed, the target is clumsy 1 and takes a -5 foot status penalty to all land.
You cut his tail off. Which is
no,
his
it's
body.
A tendon. Tendon, not
so
tendon.
Is that double damage?
It is double damage.
Okay.
Yes.
You cut a lot of tendons off. As your sword slices through this thing, and you see organs spill out from it, as it just goes, no! No! As it drops to the floor, and dies.
Yeah!
And I'll see you guys next time.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Let's go!